When Lindo Fields accepted the position as Oklahoma's superintendent of public instruction, he said his main goal was to steady the ship at the State Department of Education after the tenure of Ryan Walters, who resigned to take a position in the private sector. Fields says he has taken that message to heart.
We wanted to communicate and start building relationships, so we did that at the agency, and then been communicating with folks like yourself in the media and with the legislature. And so it's just speaking positively about education, educators, and getting to know everybody and opening our doors, welcoming folks to the agency is really what the last month's been about, and building those relationships.
Fields says it's been a lot of work with a backlog of business items for the State Board of Education to address in two meetings so far. He says a talented group of volunteers have stepped up to form a transition team. Together, Fields and the team are examining policies and directives from the Walters administration, including the controversial social studies standards.
So we've been looking at all of the things that were implemented, and in some cases, reversing things to ensure they're in line with, state code, rules, and even the law. You mentioned the social studies standards. The standards had been put on hold by the courts in Oklahoma, and so we're working through those now because a lot of work was done to get the social studies standards right. We'll be visiting with our board once again this next Thursday to review what our best next steps are so we don't have to recreate a lot of work, but make sure the standards are what they need to be for our kids.
When Governor Stitt announced Fields' appointment last month as state superintendent, Fields outlined three pillars of his administration.
Number one, reading proficiency, because every student deserves the gift of literacy. Number two, teacher recruitment and retention, because nothing matters more than great educators in every classroom. And number three, career pathways, because every graduate deserves more than a diploma. They deserve a future with options.
1 month later, Fields tells me those pillars continue to be his priority.
The thought about literacy is that we've got to get that right or everything else is going to be hard. Teachers, recruiting and retaining teachers and what that looks like in our state. I think it's any secret that not just in Oklahoma, but across the country, recruiting and retaining teachers is challenging. So what can we do? And I think the first thing we've done is speak positively and appreciate our teachers. I believe it's the most noble of all professions. I've said that my entire career. And then the career pathways, the thought process behind that was we have 10, 12, sometimes 14,000 students a year who graduate high school that don't go into college, career tech, military. They stay in sort of minimum wage jobs. So they're still as relevant today as they were 5 weeks ago. We're learning more about what we can affect, being cautious that our job's not to set policy. That's the legislature's job. How can we be a resource for them and then execute what they implement?
There's also been talk about extending the school year to 180 days, something Fields is exploring with stakeholders. But he notes it's a conversation that will ultimately involve the legislature.
It is a conversation we've been involved with. And of course, that decision's ultimately up to the legislature. But as we look around and we continue to hear we're 50th or 48th or whatever, and whatever the number is, by the way, I think we can all agree we need to do better. I've been asking the question, is there a correlation between the number of days we go, which seems to be a lot shorter than other states, and our low ranking? It seems to me there could be a correlation. So that's a conversation I want to enter into with all of the stakeholders, parents, teachers, and administrators, and certain the legislature. So that's why that's come up.
Despite the challenges, Field says he has received overwhelmingly positive feedback from educators and the public.
The support I've been given is overwhelmingly positive. I didn't anticipate that at all. And as I think about it, talking with you now, I think it's because I'm an educator, right? And having been in the role for 30 years, I guess I know how people think. But I don't suppose we should be surprised that you appreciate people. And they will reciprocate, right? So that's where we've started.
Fields says he is committed to his role, but confirmed once again that he won't run for election, focusing instead on steadying the department for his successor.
knowing that there's no election, the governor asked me to take politics out of education. I think we've been able to do that to a certain degree. I think there will be a little bit of politics in education. So we're not going back. We're planning to, in 15 months, we'll be done. And in 13 months or so, we'll help the new person transition in.
You can find our full interview with Superintendent Fields with this story at BartlesvilleRadio.com. You can also listen to the interview through your favorite podcast source. At Tri-County Tech in Bartlesville, Nathan Thompson, Bartlesville Radio News.